Well, here we are again, back in, we have another communion class. We'll begin with prayer. And we had this was a good week this week. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to go forward in you, enjoying every moment. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
You know, you learn more from the Lord when you enjoy him. And when you enjoy his presence and, you know, every stage of my life, when things got better, I said, Lord, this time I'm going to get ahead of the game. Things that, you know, he taught me one time that the best time to learn is when things are going well. And then you can prepare against the attacks that comes, you know. And so I got a hold of that, and it works. Okay, we're on page 34. We dealt with the double cure last week. And Jesus thinks of everything, let's start at the bottom of page 33. I think I cut off there. He thinks of everything. We needed the double cure. Everything that he did for us, we desperately needed it. And he came, I had a thought all week how the Lord does the same thing he told Adam, to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it and have dominion. Everything that God does, he does it so that it can't get out of control. It'll always be under his dominion. When he told Adam that, when he was talking to the serpent, he said, the seed of woman will crush your head and you will bruise his heel. Well, you kill a snake by cutting his head off. He can grow another tail. When he dealt with man, he healed the heart of us, our spirit. He made our spirit new. And that gave us the greatest chance. Mm-hmm. It's up to us at that point to follow on and know God and stay in the love of God.
You know, I just thought do cut the snake's head off, mm-hmm. but I've seen them cut off and they move for hours. They'll actually leave mm-hmm. places. So that's Satan, isn't it?
Yeah.
He deceives us. His head's been cut off.
Actually, he said crush his head.
Crush his head. Yeah, that's even better. But haven't you ever been a kid, my granddaddy used to kill him, and cut that head off and you'd go see it and you wasn't scared mm-hmm. of it. But some people would be if they just saw the back part of it moving.
Yeah. When he does things, he does the best attack. When he gave a king, he gave the best one at the time, and that was Saul. Mm-hmm. He was the goodliest king. When he fell, he got the best king, David. The man that was, out of all Israel, he was the most devoted. He was a worshiper. And when he saw the giant, he didn't get scared. You know, perfect love drives out fear. Amen. Well, he thinks of everything. Everything he give us the best. And if we take what he give us, just like he don't diminish, we won't either. You can continually ever grow forward. You don't have to diminish. And the ways of God don't diminish. So that's why I say he thinks of everything. And in his thoughts, he came up with the double cure. He didn't just save us, he healed us. Then he gave us authority so that nothing can come against us. We can always stay in our dominion. He said in the bottom of page 33, the Old Testament is the shadow. The New Testament is the real substance. Jesus is the true, perfect, unblemished, holy Lamb of God. So the Passover is a type of the Lord's Supper. When we take the Lord's Supper, we're remembering his mighty works towards us and upon us. And it refreshes us to remember what he's done for us and why. And then we take that same love and share it with others. Jesus taught us to love, to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That got them started. But after he gave them the example of the agape love of God, Peter came and did a greater work. He said, love others as Jesus loves you. And as you get to know him, love people on that level. Every time you grow in the Lord, love people on that new level. Love people on that new level. It gets in your conversation, your advice, your persuasion. In the course of your life, you're going to give millions of persuasions, millions of thousands and thousands of advice to people. The faster you get saved and grow in the Lord, the time is going to happen. And the rest of your life, you can be giving God's advice, Holy Spirit guidance advice. And the Lord will, these are our abilities in him. We can do all things through Christ. Some things, as you go forward, attempting to do God's word, the Lord will help you do his word. And you'll say things that you never thought about. This week, this Monday, I did a website broadcast, and I heard myself saying something I never heard before. Knowledge is at war with knowledge. And knowledge is at war with knowledge. The knowledge of the world that we picked up along the way.
Say that again real loud.
Knowledge is at war with knowledge.
Knowledge is at war with knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to explain that.
The knowledge that we picked up of the world that stemmed from Satan, that we couldn't detect, it hinders us from receiving the word of God. Just like doubt, unbelief, worry, the dark things. And then people, we get used to it, and we don't combat it because we're used to it. We were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So as we study the word of God, the knowledge of God is at war with the knowledge of the world. And he was showing me how as we, the knowledge, the things that we think we know is at war with the things of God. But as we receive more of God's word, we can detect the lies for what they are. And then we drive them out, just like the Israelites were supposed to drive out the Canaanites. Our heart is just like Israel. The Canaanites tried, that we have to drive them out, the old thoughts of the world. We use the knowledge of God and drive it out.
When doctors take our blood tests, they're detecting what's wrong, what's
yeah.
missing, and what's there. If we believe into the perfect law of love, which is the blood that was shed for us, it
yeah.
will show us what's lacking
yes.
and what's there. So
yeah.
that should be our, the doctors use your blood test to show where you are. The blood of Christ, we should use that to show where we are.
Yeah.
Where we lack, because he gave everything.
So yeah.
It shows us where we lack and where we are hitting it. But that
yeah.
should be our standard.
Yeah. Perfect.
Blood
standard. I couldn't have thought of that. That's perfect. When you're in his presence, sometimes you detect things. You see, you know, God give you a visual of what of how things really are in yourself and in others around you, situations. He'll show you the truth of it. And then you take the knowledge of God and you receive it. You know, Jesus said that Mary was receiving that good part. You know, when you receive the word of God, now you're weaponized and equipped
Amen.
To deal with the things that are not. And I, you know, when I learned of faith, I used to listen to Kenneth Hagin, Scott Webb, Kenneth Copeland, Charles Capps. You know, they came on the radio all day. You'd be fortified listening to them. And they were on fire for God.
Frank Manchin was in that group.
Frank Manchin, yeah. And
he,
one time we had the same message. God gave me the message and gave him one just like it. And I met him one day. I said, you know, the Lord told he gave me this message. And then you said, mine was, I won't back up. And his was, I won't back off. And I remember meeting him. They had Charles Capps came to his church and I met him. But in those days, I was learning the faith, but I didn't win every battle. I didn't win like I wanted to. So to speak, you know, you hit and miss sometimes. I said, I'm going to learn how to hit and not miss. I decided I was going to learn to do that. And you can make the adjustment. And I love to ask the Lord questions. When you ask him questions, he can fill you in on what you don't. I said, Lord, I know there's something I don't know and I don't understand, and I want you to help me understand. When we do that, it gives him the opportunity to bring us up to speed. But he thinks of everything. Oh, we're out of time. I covered this part. He said, during the first Passover, they killed the lamb and put the blood on the doorpost. This caused the destroyer to pass over their families, because God said, and when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you. The blood was for the people's forgiveness. The blood covered the people's sin and appeased the righteous requirements of God. But what did they do inside the house? Exodus 12 and 8. Then they shall eat the flesh on that night, roasted in fire with unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. We know that they got healed and not one of them was sick. And I believe they were all made whole and they walked out of there. And we'll pick up here on page 34 next week. But he thinks of everything. He fights to win, and he means to win. And when we follow him, we do the same thing he does. As he is, so are we in this world. But that's the key to, you know, following through with whatever God gives you is very important. Yeah. Any comments, questions?
Just one. I've been listening to Joyce Meyer's For Ashes, which is her highest summon of all. And she said, ask God to bring us back for his original intent for us in the body. Because we get pulled off from damage and abuse and hurts. And she said that she was always a voice in the body of Christ, and that's why Satan tried to destroy her with abuse. So ask to get back whatever his original intent was.
Yeah.
To get back to that, so we'll be a whole and full body.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I got a cousin that suffered a tragedy. His wife died, and the Lord put on my heart to tell him to ask the Lord questions. He said he had good and bad days, but when we ask him questions, then he fill in the blanks. Mm-hmm. And when we know God, we're going to be strong and do exploits. That's just in everything, like she did. Draw near to the Lord and ask him, why did this happen? What's going on? It's all right. Then when he tell you, you'll be settled. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. I know Mary would do like this.
Not this one.
Okay. He said, thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive. As he is, so are we in this world. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous. And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to go forward in you, being a blessing to your people. With all the time we have remaining. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.